The Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Cardinal Donald W. Wuerl, is one of the U.S. bishops in Rome this week for their ad limina visits. Following Thursday's group audience with Pope Benedict XVI, Cardinal Wuerl spoke with me. I asked him about the importance for the Church of maintaining a strong presence in the U.S. national public life. It was one of the themes that was central to Pope Benedict XVI's remarks to the bishops Thursday morning.
In the allocution to our region this morning, the Holy Father raised the topic of religious liberty, the place of religious values, of those values that grow out of faith in the national debate, in national discourse, how all of who we are as a people has to come out of the values all of us hold. And I think that's one of the challenges we face today as teachers of the faith, as bishops in the church. Keeping those values, those bedrock gospel values, those bedrock human values, keeping them a part of public discourse. And we do that by the way in which we teach, so that our faithful lay women and laymen are able to take that gospel teaching and apply it to everything that is a part of daily life, whether it's politics, medicine, finance, whether it's labor, whether it has to do with any aspect of life, to take that gospel and apply it. That's how we have the kingdom unfold in our world.
It's something more basic than mere policy questions.
What we're talking about are the very values that have determined how we collectively live. So they're far more important than issues of immediate policy or even strategy. They have to do with how do you form a society that reflects the values of its members. And we are citizens of the kingdom of God unfolding in our world, and we're also citizens of the nation in which we live. And the reason faith and public life will always have find a mixture, find a mingling, is because the same person who is a citizen is also a believer.
And not all citizens, though, are necessarily believers. How is the Church doing in her efforts to engage those who don't share our presuppositions and maybe not even our basic values, as you were calling them?
In our nation, I think historically and certainly today, the overriding majority of the citizens do share these common values. They're etched into our Declaration of Independence. They're reflected in our Constitution, our founding documents, and the founding generation of leadership spoke of them. Now, today there is a push towards a secular society, as if somehow secularism has a hegemony over the public order. And I think that's the real challenge. We're talking about a pluralistic society in which all the values are present, in which everyone has a voice. And this is being challenged today and even eroded today by the idea that there's a monolithic secular society that should be the only voice in the public order.
I wanted to ask you about the Year of Faith and the new evangelization. So what are we doing in Washington and in the country?
Well, I think what we're finding is the new evangelization is directed to all of us, but precisely and particularly to those who have drifted away from the practice of the faith. Many of them think they know something about the faith, but don't. And they need to be reintroduced all over again. The Pope uses the word repropose. They have to be reintroduced all over again, maybe this time for the first time, to the meaning of the gospel. What we're doing is threefold. We're saying to ourselves, we have to deepen our own faith so that we know and fully appropriate and love the faith. Out of that has to come the second point, a level of confidence We don't have to be apologetic for what we believe, a level of confidence that allows us to move to the third point, which is invite people to share the faith. And that's what we're doing across our archdiocese, but we're doing it also, the church in the United States is addressing this. And that, one of the reasons why I just completed, and it's being published right now, a book entitled Seek First the Kingdom, is to say the kingdom of God unfolds in the life of every believer. We are not called somehow to be mystics apart from this world. We're called to be faithful disciples who bring the gospel into every aspect of life that we're engaged in. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom, and that's how we manifest and seek that kingdom.
Cardinal Worrell and the bishops of Region 4, comprising Washington, D.C. and the D.C. metropolitan area, as well as the U.S. Virgin Islands and the U.S. military archdiocese, will be in Rome through the end of the week. I'm Chris Oltieri.